Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, July 4th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. And to America, happy 4th of July. It's Independence Day in America today. Tonight, we are revisiting a topic that has become a recurring theme on our program and indeed on Studio 7 as a news leader. And that's voter mobilization and registration for the 2018 general elections. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call in live on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. We are also, of course, streaming on our three websites, and that's www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. Efforts by various organizations to mobilize the youth demographic to register and vote in large numbers in the 2018 general elections are escalating across the country, with some higher and tertiary education students now joining the push. First-time voters especially have become the main focus, as both the ruling party and the opposition, together with the civil society, make their case, trying to woo them to their sides. And as I said already, it's Independence Day in America today. Again, happy 4th of July, America. America attained its independence on July 4th in 1776. It has become one of the firm and enduring democracies. It's a nation that's 241 years old. Like many countries, especially in Africa, the United States was colonized by Britain. But sometime in 1776, July 4th, they defied the British Empire and told them, enough is enough. We are now an independent state. In Zimbabwe, we did that on April 8th, of course, after the Lancaster House negotiations. And as you would know, the protracted guerrilla warfare for independence. So America turns 241 this year. Zimbabwe is a young country, indeed 37 years. But there is one striking similarity, one thing in common, a troubling thing for that matter in common between the United States and Zimbabwe when it comes to elections, and that is voter apathy. Many Americans do not vote, so do many Zimbabweans. And that's a troubling issue that American politicians always grapple with. And again, that's an issue that, Zimbabwean politicians and civil society are trying to deal with right now as we face the much anticipated 2018 general polls. Ikutibana kuhlelo sihlobo zami, kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje ke kuhlelo sikhuluma ngodaba sihleze sikhuluma ngalo kanengi nengi uhlelo lokuququzela yabasakhulayo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalise ukuze bavote kukhetho oluzayo. Ziyaqhubeka inhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo zibakhuthaza ontanga lozulu nje jikelele ngoba njengoba lisazi i-voters roll vele ikhona isebenza kayiseyikusebenza umtonke uzamela abhalise kakutsha. Ngakho ngumlandu wawo wonke umuntu ukubana ahlale ezilungiselele ukuze avote abhalise. Kumelelwe nje iZEC ithi kubana uhlelo lolu luqala nini. Bengitsho ngithi lamhlanje lilanga likazibuse we-America. Yathola uzibuse ngomhla ka 4 July ngo-1776. So kulilizwe elileminyaka ngamakhulu amabili lamashumi amane lanye, 241 years. I-America ithole uzibuse kuzwekazi le-Britain. Sikhangela nje iZimbabwe la sileminyaka engu-37 lonyaka ithole uzibuse. Kodwa okukhanya kuhlanganisa amazwe lawo mabili esingathi something that's common between them ikuthi abantu kabavoti, abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kabavoti, abantu abaningi eMelika kabavoti. Iludaba olungalunganga lolu, ludaba olubuyisela muva inqubekela phambili. Yikho ke ama-organizations atshiyeneyo lama-political parties eZimbabwe ephithekile nje abhoda ngelizwe akhuthaza ontanga lozulu nje jikelele ukubana alungiseleleke ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Chirongwa ndechanyu vatereri nasi tirukukurukura nenyaya kukurudzira vechidiki kuti vange vachivota musarudzo zvinotevera. Uyezve America sekuziva kwenyu iri kusvitsa makore nhasi 241 yakawana kuzvitonga kuzere kubva kunyika yeBritain. SeZimbabwe America yakakolonizwa nenyika yeBritain asi yakazowana kusvitonga kuzere kwayo musi waJuly 4, 1776, and that's 241 years ago. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe panyaya dzesarudzo, vanhu vakawanda havazi kuvhota musarudzo. Ndo zviri kuitikazve muno munyika yeAmerica, vanhu vakawanda havazi kuvhota. Icho chinova chinhu chisina kunaka nekuti kana uri munhu unofanira kunge uchiwanikwa uchibatikanawo nezviri kuitika munyika yako. Kuvhota ikodzero yako. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi tichitarisawo matanho ari kutorwa nemasangano akasiyana-siyana nevechidiki vakasiyana-siyana kuZimbabwe kukurudzirana kuti haiwa ngatinyoresei ndokuti tiwanikwe tichivhota musarudzo dzegore rinotevera. And joining me now is an activist who needs no introduction on this program, and that's Vimbaishe Muswaburi, youth activist, very vibrant, and she leads a hashtag campaign called Tichavota Chete, Siza Vota Kuphela. Good evening, Vimba, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, Mr. Mtunga. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I'm back on the ground now. I'm full-time in Zimbabwe, so I'm very happy now.
I'm happy to hear that. I know you are not, just hanging around there. You are on the ground. You are working. How is the campaign to register going?
I must say that I've only been back in Zimbabwe for a week now. And I want to clearly tell you that people are aware that they are supposed to go and vote. So when you talk to them about going to register, they already know that they are waiting to go and register. That makes me happy and realize that people here I can't wait for that. It's a different ball game altogether compared to when I was in South Africa and you know, encouraging people to go and register to vote and to go and vote. Now I'm on the ground, and people can't wait for the registration to begin.
You are saying it's a different ball game altogether, Limbai. Is it a change for the better? Is it a change for the worse? Can you shed some light there?
I should say that I'm in between regarding that, because I still want people in the diaspora to participate and to come and register to vote. So my campaign for the diaspora will not stop. It will continue. I'll continue telling people that we need to come and register to vote. But on the contrary, the people actually who live in Zimbabwe, who are in Zimbabwe, can't wait. They are anticipating, they are excited about going to register to vote. But you also find some that say it's pointless to go and register to vote because our votes are going to be rigged. So our job now is to say, listen, there's nothing pointless. We have to stand up. We have to go and vote, register to vote. So that is where the campaign is going now. For those who lost hope in Zimbabwe, who are living in Zimbabwe, but don't forget that people in the diaspora already want their hopes to be activated because they're tired of living in the diaspora. Whereas people who are living in Zimbabwe who don't have hope, it's simply because they are tired of the rigging. And again, they have lost hope so much, they even believe what is happening in Zimbabwe is normal. You come to a point where things continue to happen. You don't know the normal anymore, because everything that is abnormal is what you see every day. And you begin to think that this is actually normal. But we are here to change that. We are here to say, Zimbabwe, we are quarter to getting our change, quarter to, you know, walking into our new Zimbabwe. So I must say that I can't say that here in Zimbabwe it's a good thing, you know, everything is positive, because there is still a lot of work to do, a lot of work to do.
Asi tichitarisa nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Limbai aisati yazivisa veruzhinji kuti chirongwa chekunyoresa vanhu chichange chichitanga rini. Ungati ipapo hamuzi kusangana nezvimhingamupini here kunyatsokonvinsa vanhu kuti vange vachinyoresa apo ZEC haisati yazivisa kuti chirongwa ichi chichatanga rini, uyezve sarudzo dzacho hapana atiaziva kuti dzichaitwa rini?
That in itself inoita kuti vanhu vatange kufunga kuti okay, saka vari kudhileya because vari kugadzirira kuriga already, vari kudhileyira chii? Because by now tofanira kunge takuenda kunoregista kunovhota. So you do find vanhu vanokubvunza kuti saka murungotendai munoregista kuvhotera, inini madii kutiudza kuti tinonoregista rini? Plus zvinhu izvi zve, let me something that shocked me. My mother and her sisters, I sat down to talk to them and I said, you know, a charity begins at home. And in Gambo Tange, before I actually find out that my family members need to actually understand the registration process. There isn't enough education that is being given to people concerning the new registration process. And what's going on is in that group, and I told her now, Kutori nevamo wangashi bakumusha wangashi, aisi sakato uzi kwa kuti, e-registration icha ya ite, because unoto zika wama kuti uruku voterani, because apparently they're being told kuti, pauro inda kuno register, kuti pauro zono vota. Vanenge vachivhotera tsvangirai vari kusaidi kwavo, vanenge vachivhotera John vari kusaidi kwavo, vanenge vachivhotera Mukosana Moyo vari kusaidi kwavo. So people are confused and they are scared. They are saying, tinobata tagetwa manje, kana ii process yamuri kuunza iyi isu zvatinyatsofara nazvo. So they are a bit skeptic about the new registration process, kuti no one is about it, yet there is literally minimal stuff going on or information coming out on radio. But I guess at the end of the day, we are just looking forward and hoping that Zach is going to run this well and smoothly.
Vimbaiche Mushaburi, youth activist. Thank you there, Vimbai, and please do stay on the line. Ngitate Mnumzana Zenzo Nyoni, another youth activist. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Nyoni.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo, linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Luhamba njani uhlelo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo lapho ukuthi babhalise njalo bavote ngobune?
Ya, Nkomo, umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu owenzakalayo phansi lapha ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo. Njenge-organization sisebenza gadalala kakhulu. We concentrate much in rural and remote areas whereby we know ukuthi that's where ZANU-PF is claiming that has got more support than in urban areas, which we believe that the way how we have operated kakhulu khona ngale, I think the outcome of the results of the election next year, it will tell really truth ukuthi ngikhona umgabe does he have a support in those areas that he's claiming ukuthi have got his support. Ngoba manje ngikhuluma we are working also with ama universities students and lama college students as like a nasty like I said it before in the using polytechnic because the organization here is also represented those areas of e-education. The problem that we are facing, Komo, is that most of young people have lost confidence in our country's electorate. The reason being that sometimes we can blame ZANU-PF ukuthi it's rigging when it does not rigging. Only that ama youth have got that syndrome of to say we don't vote because ZANU-PF has already rigged the elections, which that already it destroys the spirit of other youth and it demoralizes the spirit of voting. So we are trying to encourage young people to register next year or whatever time Lapo Isaac is at one, has opened in registration. Because we as the organization, youth organization, I think it's our duty to make sure that we try by all means to conscientize our youth to go and register. Because young people should have just one common goal in their mind, which is to conscientize each other to go and register as a voter. Ngoba wonke umntwana ozelwe from 1997 May next year is eligible to be a voter. So we are trying by all means as the organization, especially we want to concentrate much in rural areas. We don't want to base much in urban areas, because in urban areas we know very much well what our youth are prepared to vote next year. And in our political parties, are kind of concentrate much in urban areas, which is that we are trying to push also our political parties to go outside there. We don't want to be like their instrument, it's their duty to go outside there in rural areas and try to talk to people and try to give forward voters education so that our youth, they will understand ukuvota loku egcina ivoti lakho kuqhakatheka okunganani.
Ngiqhubeke lawe khonapho Inyoni uVimbai ebambile. Omunye engathi nxa sikhangela ilizwe elifana leMelika, njengokutsho kwami ngaphambilini ukuthi iMelika ngelinye lamazwe alabantu abaningi abangavotiyo. Constantly last year kukhetho olwa okwanqoba khona umnumzana Donald Trump osengumongameli ivoter turnout kwaba yi 59.7%. Eminyakeni edluleyo inani leli lihlala liphansi, ungakhangela ipopulation yeMelika 300 and something million people. Kodwa kuvota abantu abangu 59.7% kuphela. Omunye ngathi nxa kuzayihlula ilizwe eliphakame njengeMelika ukuthi likhombise umphakathi ukuthi avote, ilizwe elinjengeZimbabwe lina lingakukwanisa njani, lingakwenelisa njani?
Thank you so much, Ms. Nkomo. Comparing us, African countries, Zimbabwe with Imelika, there's a totally difference in terms of the economic crisis that we're facing. Americans, they can tell themselves what, with or without work, they earn a better living compared to African countries like Zimbabwe. Kina njenga my youth, I think it's our duty. Because as Zimbabwe, we don't have such welfare that we might compare le locals and le America. In America, ilizwe elithuthukile elenelisa ukuthi ligcine abantu babo bavotile abavotanga bayasebenza abasebenzi kodwa bayathola engathi ngama-incentives kumbe engathi ngama-welfare abatholayo compared to eZimbabwe. Thina eZimbabwe we need to build or rebuild our economy, our country. Ngoba failure to do that, it also affects us as people of Zimbabwe and ikakhulu ontanga kakhulu nabantu besimama. Why isitsho njalo? Ngoba nxa ilizwe selingasela msebenzi inkomo, which means that ukuthi lathi thina ontanga abasakhulayo kumbeni ilizwe abazali omama kabala inye indlela yokuziphilisa. Let's compare to America. Vele America iyabe ivele ifar much better uvotile kavotanga because uyazi ukuthi kukhona okutholayo ngokuphela kwenyanga compared to African countries. So I think thina okusenza ukuthi kusinike leyo ntshukutsho yokuthi sisebenze gadalala kakhulu la ma-students and labanye abama-civil locals and organizations. It's just because we know that the situation in the country kumele icorrectwe. Yithi thina esisakhula ama-youth. We have seen it happening long back. Now I think it's the time to stand up and say no to that.
Ngikubamba umlomo khonapho inyoni ngizaphenduka kuwe. Indimbo tora Mtereri Mkoma Namo. Makadi Mkoma wangu.
Kiripo makadi wazanyi wakuru.
Aiwa, tinofara kana muchifara wu.
Isu takasununguka na muri muchirongwa tinosununguka zvikuru.
Aha, ndanzwa kuti maona Namo nechando ku South Africa uko.
Pakaipa mana mai apatauriki apa kungomuka machira akanyorora.
Zvichaita bomkoma wangu inguva yacho. Saka maizwa nyari mugango mapinda muchirongo.
Tiri kuinzwa ndo yatinotonyaya kutochemera kuti kuno kwatiri kunotonya kutotonhoresa data tiri kwedu kuri nani. Ini urudziro yangu ini inongoti zvayo. Tikara vanhu tikaramba tichingochema tichingoti zano inobirira zano inobirira isu ngatitsvage nzira dzokuti tingadzivirira sei senge ipapa patiri pane chirongwa chamuna chatinacho nhasi ichi chokuti vanhu kuregister. Tine dambudziko revanhu vari kunze kwenyika kuti vasiri muZimbabwe vazhinji vacho vari kuti nyangwe tikandovhota zvinobatsirei zvinobatsira kana tikandovhota nokuti vhoti yako pamwe tichazoichema mangwana kuti dai iwewe wakauya ukarejista ukavhota tadai nhasi takunda. Saka shoko iroro ngatikurudziranei zvikuru kuti tose ndouwandu hwedu ngatirejiste kunyanya vechidiki nokuti tikatarisa vanhu vakuru vanenge vachingoti zano takabva nayo kure vakabva nayo kure vakaita zvavo zvavakaita zvishandwa zvinoonekwa asi isu tinongoramba tichingori pasi. Saka tikaramba tichimwira mvura zvinoryiwa panext door ndoona sokuti hatingagoni kuvakanyika. Saka hurudziro yangu ndeyekungoti tose vane mazera anokwanisa kuti tinovhota ngatinovhota. Tiri kwedu kuzaka tiri kutokurudzirana tiri kuno kuti kana munhu wechidiki asina kutoregister hatizivi kuti unenge achida kundosevenza kuzanu PF office here kana kuti papi. Saka munhu anenge achitoda basa zveshuwa ngatikwanise kunge tichiregista kuti tikwanise kuvhota.
Aha, ikurudziro yakakosha iyo mukomana namo tino
pesa iyi. Ati tenderavo here kuti ndimbosimbara dzavo vamwe vanhu vashoma shoma kuti chirangano chedu chisadzokera sure.
Pachidimbu mukoma wangu pesa iyi.
Alright, iregai nditi kuzaka central constituency ndoda kubata vachongore vaimba yarwo vanova meya vejerera vamushonga mabvura jangwa Efraim Mundau nevamwe vose vanofina kukwanisa kureva nemavhita. Speed Japija Fatini Tete Florence Nyamunda musangano ngaweenderere mberi hatisapeta svimbo hatisadzora svimbo nokuti gudo ravhara kumeso.
Aha, aiwa, tinotenda nekupina muchirongwa mukomanamo.
Tinokutendai zvikuru norutsigiro rwenyu.
Aha, that's one of our listeners, Namo Goronga, calling us from South Africa. Coming back to you, Vimbai, we saw Fazai Maere, announcing her candidacy for a legislative seat last week, and there was a mixed reaction on that. I must say, I'm a fan of women getting involved in civil matters, in matters of the state, matters that affect them, and that is includes indeed politics, and I must say, naturally, I'm excited by Fazai Maere's candidacy. I don't know whether she will win or not, but that's none of my business. That's how democracy works. But some people were quick to tear her up and try to bring her down. What do you make of what you heard following her candidacy? I'm sorry, we have lost Vimbai there, but I'll direct that question to Zenzo Nyoni. Nyoni, I'm sure you heard my question. Go ahead and respond.
Yes, Nkomo. The question is usually, but it was like if one like a breaker, can you come again, sir?
Yeah, I was saying, what do you make of Fazai Maere's candidacy as a young person?
Oh, thank you so much. About that, I'm very proud of that, sir. Why? Because I wouldn't say much about about that, but maybe in a few weeks from now, as a leader of a certain movement, we are transforming ourselves also. The reason being that we have seen that we want to claim a political space as young people. I think what Maere has done so far, we appreciate as young people. We are really supporting and we are really behind his idea to stand as an MP. I just heard about it because I wasn't in Bulawayo, was outside Bulawayo. But so far, I think I will contact her and talk about that, because it's a very important task that has taken. So we are really appreciating that. On that issue, I wanted to say it before.
Vamba konapo ngi ngitatu vimba ise pendugile cingo niza penduka kuwe. Vimbai, was saying that we saw mixed reaction to Vimbai to Fazai Maere's candidacy. Some were very brutal, and while some were very receptive. What did you make of that?
My belief or my wish is that everybody understands the fact that what we want is change. What we want is something new. What we want is young blood and new blood in parliament. So whatever people who have been brutal to Fazai, whatever reasons they have to be brutal to Fazai, are their reasons. Though I would like to openly say that it is important, it is very vital for us to understand the fact that change is the only key word to everything that we are doing. It doesn't matter who is bringing in the change, but what we need as Zimbabweans is we need young people who are going to stand up like what Fazai has done and raise up of their hand and say, you know what? I'm willing to run. Remember when you say, when you lift up your hand to say, I'm willing to run, you are saying, it's either I'm winning or I'm losing. If I win, Zimbabwe, I'm going to do A, B, C, D, E for you. If I lose, I'm willing to face the reality after I lose. But the most important thing for me is that Fazai is the first young woman right now who is against the regime, who has openly stood up and said, listen, against all odds, I am standing up to run for parliament. And remember, Fadai is running for Mount Pleasant. You see, my question to all this, as people were bombarding her and they had mixed feelings about it, I thought to myself, but Fadai has lifted up her hand and said, I'm running for Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant is a very, very small constituency. And why are they moved by somebody who is going to run for a very small constituency? What about if 20 of us stand up and take these small constituencies? Then I'm sure there is going to be a lot of mixed emotions. Some will say Mbai this, some will say John this, some will say Carol this. So my appeal to the Zimbabweans is that I don't know what their reasons are. They've been stating them regarding Fadai. That's how they see them. Yes, they dug out posts that she put up 2, 3, 4 years ago, and they're using those posts on her. But at the end of the day, I think for people to be bashing Fadai right now, before we even see a new Zimbabwe, we are losing the plot. We are losing the focus. The focus here is to get young people to be running for parliament. And at least three quarters, or if not all of these young people, should at least find seats in parliament. This is how I am seeing it.
Please do stay on the line there, Vimbai. Nomzana Nyoni Ntate umlaleli Dimbotora Mtereri Mkoma Simba Makoni ku South Africa uko. Magadi Mkoma Simba.
Ndiri
boguru sei koko.
Kuru guru raid zavo guru wajiri manda ndi mbushanda kuni mungu ndi kuna nitu wazi ndi wajiri kuna.
Ndiyo life yacho mdara.
Izo sumana mai.
Ye, manza nyayari mchirongwa nasi.
Ya, nyayari mchirongwa yu. Rikentanya ni mchangu nukwa wajiri wangwa o Mbai na Mikinyoni. Tekanan orang yang tinggal pasar orang bija, kan? Wesa orang sih dalam bawa yang naga, dua tinggal sendiri. Dan kurit tangguh, ini orang sini zaman muda lah, bawa cara itu jenis wanu foto, wanu gawat itu tinggal foto. Bos tekanan itu foundation, so kugure kita foto ada the foundation, ni urut ni gaya ni yang naga. So we need to start with the foundation first before we go to the roof. Roof no my election. Don't look under ballot paper. No roof. We are roofing. So kurizirangu iri ipapo pamoja zeshua wanu katika mnyere sisi ifuote kwaaji. Mwana sasa zeshura na udaiwa unaweenda yendo wakati waerodi kurambu kisanda pamoja note. Kwaaji unaweenda waerodi dizi ni mepi tu sisi kimoja. So ngati ba tuani ipapo wanu kwa nini sasao?
Aidwa tinotenda mukoma Simba. Saka makagadzirira here Zeki paichataura kuti chirongwa chatanga kana kuti chichatanga rini makagadzirira kuti munge muchimhanyira kuZimbabwe.
Takatomirira nemazuva matsvuku chaizvo. Iriti inini I think it is in a 30 day mukanda wedupa rangu ipapo. Saka ndine shungu zvingatomboita.
Aiwa tinotenda pesa
iyi. Kwa kina idabu kundi, idabu kundi, isi mbai kanawari kunogu, wano barika kwa zino zintoga, tino sara, mbine wakumano waka wano wando zwa, wano wando sana na waka wano, wana mando famba.
Muruta ora sisi mbai?
Kana hapandi, kane zine zhugiga, etisi, mizangazaya sike kwa ti, like makambeina wargi teo simba, na wacha achuri kwa ti, sa anda idabu kundi, tino kwanza kubatana na wose, kuti jifambile wupa mwajiri, tisazowete kuja mbune ba mswafi.
Zimbai mkoma Simba wari kubuza kuti muri kubatika sei kana muri ku South Africa.
Okay, iko zvino mkoma Simba makadi zvenyu. Endai pa Facebook account yangu. Facebook account yangu ibimbaishe muchaburi. Ibimbaishe muchaburi munditumire message.
Okay.
Everyone else anoda kubatana neni. Dichajei pa Facebook ndinonzi ndaisha mchaburi ma message ndinopindura handiregi saka information yese ame muchida doya ndino ndinokupindura ino kupa yose information isap.
No, I don't think that is wrong. I think I would do that. I think about it on Facebook.
Thank you there, Mkoma Simba, and Vimbai, please do stay on the line. And Begedishi Taura, nini kuti, I'm a fan of you know, women taking charge and coming on board panyaze politics. Kundaba zombusazwe, we have, and I must say, I'm a big fan of these women. Jesse Majome, Togozani Kupe, Tabita Kumalo, Priscilla Misaira Mgimishonga, and of course the ever outspoken Stembile Mlotswa. Have views. We don't always agree on many issues, especially social issues, but those are some of the women in parliament that I look up to. They're very positive, they fight for women, and they are in charge. We would love to have many more women. That's why I'm a constant fan of Bimba Ishe Mushwabure. That's why I invite her often on this program. Funogo Kuluma Ugutota, Labo Mama Baneng, Ilizeng Elenu, Ubonano Kwenzo Angabanya, Obimba Engiba Kambile, Amalungeta, the Parliament, the Laoches, Macho, Motogozani Kupo, Tabita Kumalo, Priscilla, Mr. Arab, Gostembile Mlocha, just to mention a few. Ilizwe galake gibo mama ngalinge kungako, please do come on board. Ngibuyele kuwe mnumzana nyoni, ngikume uchiseka kakhulu, you wanted to make a point, ungaqhubeka.
Yes, I was about to say, we are behind Fadai. She has taken a good move. We back her 100%, we support our sister. What you should understand is that we need to support each other. Now we are talking about Tabitha Khumalo, Priscilla Musaira, and etc. You are mentioning Omama. We need also to be mentioned also as youth. We want to stand up as young people and claim a political space, a quota system in parliament. The current constitution is protecting women. They have got their quota in parliament. When the youth, who are the most powerful people in any political arena, who do campaigns, who do everyday works, are not in any platform of opposition leadership in parliament. So as youth, we are behind Fadai. I think he has taken a good move. If any youth is against that decision, I think they are lost or they are dismal. What they should understand is that when I was in Kwekwe last week, I was talking to one of the ZANU-PF youths. I asked them, guys, can you tell me your current government, which is a government that is in power, has failed to pay civil servants a $600 bonus? They fail to pay civil servants bonus in time, just 600. How and where is it going to get a $4,000 to buy a stand for an individual? Can't you see that you are being brainwashed by your own government, by your own party? We need to be clever. We need to be clever as young people. Is ZANU-PF Aila Mali to buy stands for the youth? It's only that it's trying to brainwash AMA youth and each and every time. But they had to understand and realize it. As we speak last week, AMA civil servants, AMA teachers were getting their bonus, which were supposed to be getting it in December, but they're getting it now in June, nearly half a year. And then the government, how can it say, is a tenga AMA youth, AMA stand in distribute stand, of which to us is a serious attack to AMA youth in Zimbabwe, irregardless of being good part. A youth is a youth, whether we're MTC, whether we're ZANU-PF. And also what I wanted to say is that we are happy about IMOVE, Fadai. So of which, if those people, anyone attacking Fadai, then I think we as youth we still have got a lot to learn from our youth in some of the areas. Because I think those who attacked Fadai, that's why I said I was not in town, I was out of town. I think they need a serious counseling in order to understand what is politics. And I'm happy because I heard Sister Wimbai saying, as youth now, it's high time to stand up and claim a political space. I'm agree and I concur with my sister. We need to stand up and push because every political leader who is in parliament and these other political parties, they've been tested the waters and defeated by ZANU-PF. Now I think it's our time as young people. As young people, we have to work with women hand in hand, one on one, and try to push our country in a better position. We've seen our leaders, these gurus, we call these are the political gurus, they have lost the ideas. Where two elephants are fighting, what suffers is the grass. Tsvangirai, if you ask Tsvangirai, will say Mugabe has stayed in power for so long, 37 years, that he takes. Ask Mugabe, will tell Tsvangirai requested sanctions. So ask Tsvangirai. So these two leaders are at each other. When we are suffering down there, I think it's our time now to stand up and say, you wait there, and then we'll show you the way. So both of these leaders have lost the direction. It's our time now. But I keep it up.
Now is our time, says Zenzo Nyone. Please do stay on the line there, Zenzo Nyone and Wimbai. Ndimo Tora, Vaita Machakaire, the campaign Zimbabwe Yadzoka. Mkoma Machakaire Magadi.
Nofara, Magadi, Maitambas.
Aiwa, Tino Fara Zvikuru. Tukuzwa kuti muri rimwe remasangano ari kumhanya mhanya achikurudzira vechidiki kuti vange vachivhota neuwandu hwavo. Tichitarisa zvinodiwa kuti munhu ange achinyoresa especially maIDs. Kwamuri kuenda pane vari kusangana nedambudziko iri reva Machakaire vasina maIDs, vasina zvitupa.
Apo neapo tinosangana nao wamwe wane wabereki wasisipo wasina zvitupa asi waine shungu kwazvo dzekuti vanenge vachida kuti vanyorese kuti vavhote. Saka tiri kutora mazita avo kuti kuzoona kuti pamberi apo tingavabatsire sei kuti vakwanise kuwana mabirth certificate vozotora zvitupa vogozokwanisa kunyoresa kuvhota.
Aha, nda mbenge ndichiverenga ZBC website yavo vanga vane nyaya yekucholocho uko yekuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezera mpoko vaparura chirongwa chekubatsira vanhu vasina zvitupa especially vakakanganiswa negukura hundi kuti vange vachiwana zvitupa izvi ndokuti vagone kunyoresa kuvhota. Manga pane zvamanzwa here neurongwa uhu?
Ndenge ndisina hangu kutazvinzwa asi ZANU-PF tinonyanya kuiziva vachiita zvinhu zvinonge zvichiwapa mukana wepamusoro iwo. Gukura hundi yakaitwa kare kwazvo ende kwakaitwa sarudzo dzakawanda wenge waripi wana mupoko ava kuti vazotange kusimuka nhasi wawedze kuda kuti vabatsire vanhu ivavava. Ndiri kufungidzira kuti iyi nyaya yavari kuda kutanga iyi havanyatsogoni kuigona kuti vatangire pakuti torai zvitupa vasina chavatovambonyatsoita chekuti vanyaradze nekugadzirisa kutombourayiwa kwakaita vabereki vevanhu vacho ivo vasina zvitupa ndofunga vanenge vanyanya kutangira pamusoro.
Aha,
hazvigoni kunyatsoshanda.
Aha, please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Machakaire. Vimbai, are you still on the line? Okay, we've lost Wimbai, but Mnumzana Nyon, ukhona ecingweni, ukhona Nyon angithi?
Ngikhona Nkomo.
Yeah, lidlalele emaphandleni khona ngapho, njengokutsho kwami, umsakazi we-ZBC, ubika ukubana ubaba uphelekezela Mpoko, umsekeli kamongameli Mugabe, sesungule uhlelo etsholotsho olokuncedisa abantu abangelazithupha, ikakhulu abahlaselwa ngumbhuqazo wegugurawundi ukuthi bazithole. Yikho ukuba nabe nelisa ukubhalisa ukuvota. Selizwile ngalolu hlelo?
njengoba ngisisho ephaleni baba ngoba ukuthi was out of town SABC khankasela ukuthi ama youth arrest. I think ewesibili ngizaphendula khona lapho. I think i-organization yamihlanganiso yami yiyo yakuqala ukulisa ukuncedisa ontanga kakhulu labo abangalazithupha lamabhethi ukuze benelise ukuthi babe lamabhethi ukuze benelise ukuthatha isithupha. And the government years and the PFS in there all along, like Umachakaire has been said before, I'm agreeing with my brother, ukuthi kungani ka TERS is an PF iqalisela phezulu ingaqaliseli phansi. And othume yena umsekeli kamongameli kule program umthume ngasithi isizathu kuhlosweni ngoba iZANU PF ngake ngatsho futhi isikhathi esiphelileyo ebaba Nkomo ukuthi iZANU PF kayihambi iyencedisa lapho engana support khona ngoba they know very much well ukuthi they are giving an opposition a political a voting mileage. So lapho umphoko okhona uyazi mhlophe ukuthi i supporting base yabo. If kuyikuthi bebele njonge ukuncedisa like what my brother has been saying uMachakaire, why bengancedisanga emuva le ngoba kunje silamayitha amaningi ahluphekayo angasebenziyo angaqedanga even esikole ugrade 7 nxa ukuthi kala birth certificate. All those issues has been raised in lokho ze Minister of Home Affairs ukuthi bebona ukuthi bancedisa njani labana abantwana. Akula any move yakayathathwa. Why today so khona kuthiwa iZANU PF is trying to solve the issues yama birth certificate and IDs with ama youth families ukuthi athole lezo zingwane. To us, it gives us a serious doubt ukuthi why today.
That's a big question there being asked by Zenzo Nyoni uthi yena why today. And of course, he's responding to news reported by the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation today that ubaba uphelekezela mphoko sesungule uhlelo eJolojo olokuncedisa abantu abangelazithupha abangelancwadi zokuzalwa abahlaselwa ngumbuqazwe wegugurawundi. As in ZBC, nasi mtevezeri we mtungamiri wenyika vaphelekezela mphoko vaparura chirongwa kucholocho chekubatsira vanhu vakakanganiswa negugurawundi vanga vasina zvitupa zvekuverekwa. Saka chirongwa ichi chichavabatsira kuti vange vachiwana maIDs ndokuti vagone kunyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dzegore rinotevera. Timbotora mutereri vamulilo kuSouth Africa. Makadii mukoma wangu? Halo vamulilo.
Halo, tinofara. Makadii henyu ikoko?
Aiwa, tiri bostereki kana muchifaravo.
Tinofara panyaya yamuri kutaura iyi kai. Tagara tinozviziva kuti ZANU PF will never reform itself out of power. Saka they will make sure kuti kwese kwavanoziva kuti havana support, havakwanisi kupa maIDs nekuti vanhu vese vavo they are the children emavictims vegukurahundi. Saka vakapa vanhu vese vavo maIDs vanoziva kuti havana kana support. Zvese zvaakutaurwa na Vice President Boko nhasi ingori nyaya yekuti pressure yanga yawanda from many organizations, pressure inenge yawanda from many opposition parties vari kuita kunge vari kusevenza vose, but the truth ndeyekuti ZANU PF inenge isingadi. Tagara tozviziva they always have to use divide and rule tactics pane zvose zvavanoita. Zvakafanana nenyaya dzemaelectoral reforms anenge achidiwa neopposition, zvese zvanenge zvitaurwa kuti gadzirisai apa tisati taenda kumaelections, gadzirisai apa, zvese zvavanoziva zvoita kuti zvirijuse mukana wavo wekuhwina next year havazviiti. Ipapa muchaona kuti kunogona kungonyoreswa kana vana 5 kana 10 chete pasubstation konzi vanhu vakatora zvitupa, but from Matabeleland they know kuti vhoti yose inoenda kuopposition. Saka hasi zvinhu zvinouya kwatiri semaordinary citizens zvitishamisa. Tagara tozviziva kuti ZANU PF ndozvainoita matenda avo.
Asi makagadzirira here mukoma kuti munge muchienda kuZimbabwe kunonyoresa pachatanga chirongwa chekunyoresa?
Nyaya itoripo ndeyekuti takamirira asi hatisati taziva kuti kuri kunyoreswa rini. News tinoverenga zuva nezuva, kunonzi BVR ichasupply, asi kunenge kuchichengetwa mavhiki anenge anyoresa vanhu akusikuzikana kuti anochengetwa nekambani ipi. Zvinova zvinhu zvinoshungurudza nekuti tinotoona kuti the playground is not even even. Imwe timu yakutongeitori narefu wayo anozoda kuzoridza pamutambo. Saka zvinhu zvinotishungurudza, asi kana pane chinhu hwani chatiri kuzoita sezvatagara chiita kuregister tovhota. Zvikanzi neumwe munyori kana nyuchi ikauya iri hwani haityisi, asi padzinouya dziri miliyoni, even the bravest men will run. So the government kana tikatanga kutaura nemadivided voices haititereri sezvainoita, asi pese patichazoenda tese toregister. Kubva munhu akazvarwa 1999 zvienda kumberi akaregister akavhota with conscience ovhotera for the change, tinoona kuti tokwanisa kunge tichibuda pana 2018.
Aha, aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Servius Mlilo ku South Africa.
Tinotenda maita basi.
Aha, those are who've just tuned in. This is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And today it's Independence Day in America. Sele fixe iminyaka 241 of independence from a Great Britain. That's America happy 4th of July. Imicimbicimbi kudliwa inyama kuyosiwa namhla kudutshulwa ama fireworks. Bayathakazelela ke ilanga labo likazibuse. Yathola ke uzibuse ngo-1776 imelika. Ngithathe umlaleli emaphisa umnumzana Mhlanga. Kunjani Mhlanga? Mhlanga baba, kunjani? Uyangizwa?
Khona kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani emaphisa?
Emaphisa kuzora.
Aha, uyizwile indaba kusiphi umbono wakho?
Yebo.
Yebo, qhubeka Mhlanga, lilungiselele yini ukuthi liyebhalisa lana emzukwana welanga?
Lingiselele phela sasibona zokuphuzula ukuthi lelanga lifike.
Aha, labantwana labazali konke liyakhuthazana mphele. Ozokusele izeki nje ukuthi itshe ukuthi inini.
Iyo
aha, isithupha lilazo bakhona, bakhona abangelazo
bakhona ngempela.
Uhlelo lolo lusungulwe ngubaba Umphoko bese belingakezwa ngalo. Aha, ucingo luka Mhlanga the luyaquma kodwa kungasenani. Siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo baba Mhlanga. Silethemba luzafika lakhona ngapho lolu hlelo olubikwa i-ZBC lusungulwe ngubaba Umphoko Jolojo. 6 minutes before the hour of 9. That's the time we are heading towards the top of the hour. We have, like I said, less than you know, about 5 minutes of this program. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana Nyoni, are you still on the line?
Yes, Baba Nkomo.
What's the way forward, Mr. Nyoni? How do we make sure there is a difference between us as Zimbabwe and the United States in terms of voter turnout? Ngoba, as I said earlier, two things that are common between Zimbabwe and America is not only that, you know, these two countries were colonized by Britain, it's also that they struggle to convince people to vote. What should we do as a country?
We are not Americans, but we are Zimbabweans. We don't live on grants.
like how Americans are benefiting from grants. But as Zimbabweans who are living on our neighbor, we have to work. We need employment. We need to see ourselves benefiting from our employment. We have to encourage our youth to partake and participate for next year's election. They should be very responsible with their lives. Ama youth won't get the should partake next year. From 1999 May, Kabakambebe Register, Nkomo, we are trying our level maximum best to encourage ama youth because the life SSE pillar, engathi the life SSE pillar in Zimbabwe, see, life then you find out a graduate is selling a firewood. And the graduate is the one who is now a prostitute of the day and a thief of the day, trying to earn a living, which I think it doesn't make any sense, especially to us.
Mm-hmm.
And who to blame? We have to blame ourselves because siloku kalala, which now we are saying, good, let's not rely on kalala. We should stand up as young people and be responsible as learned people. Zimbabwe have got good, learned young people. So let's use our education.
Ngiyabonga khona ponyoni. Just on the line, and I have Vimbai back on the line. Let me put you on the spot. Vimbai, are you going to announce your candidacy, you know, for a parliamentary seat or any other seat next year?
Yeah, that's putting me on the spot there, Ms. Mtungwa, because I'm encouraging myself. Let me think like this. I'm encouraging myself and many other young Zimbabweans who know and who know it and who know it for sure that they can make change in their own country. But you cannot make change in your own country while you're sitting in your comfort zone saying, oh, at least I've got a car. Oh, at least I've got a job. At least should no longer be a part of your vocabulary. So the encouragement that I'm giving it to myself and many other Zimbabweans, that, guys, it is time, Zimbabwe, for us to stand up, youth, young Zimbabweans, let's stand up. Let's go and be and do like what Fazai has done. Let's raise our hand and say, you know what? I am willing to stand. I am willing to take the fight. I am willing to stand for Zimbabwe. I don't know if I answered you right.
Partly, yes, Vimbai. Go ahead and give us your last word.
My last word to Zimbabwe is we are almost there, Zimbabwe. Almost. We are almost at the time where we are going to get the best of everything. I'll tell you something, Zimbabwe. A couple of days ago, I was in the neighborhood, in my neighborhood, and I saw a group of boys, about 15 young boys. I decided to approach them and talk to them. And
15
I said,
seconds,
Vimbai,
15
I need
seconds.
To understand. I'm going to wrap it out quickly. I need to understand, are you guys going to vote? These young men are 18 to 20. They said, we are definitely going to vote. Why? Because we have never seen a good Zimbabwe. My last word to everyone who's never seen a good Zimbabwe, if you want to see a good Zimbabwe, go and register to vote, go and vote, and then we will all see a new Zimbabwe.
Well said there, Vimbai, as always. Thank you so much for joining us. That's youth activist Vimbai Shemushwaburi. You also heard from Zenzo Nyoni, another activist. And we also heard Itai Machakaire. That's it from us tonight, Zimbabwe. And thank you to the crew behind the scenes. My name is Ntungamili Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.